All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I remember it was unusual for there to be fog in that time of year out along the beaches of LA. I will not divulge where or when precisely, as to avoid as much condescension for sounding like a madman. It was bonfire night, where all folks in the neighborhood and all others considered to be cool enough were all invited out to the beach, and so, thus, all of us went, friends and strangers alike, out to the beach, out to smoke and drink, and witness the younger, crazy kids spin fire and poi, and all of that other stuff they're so into. The reason that I was there at all was because I had a friend named Ben, who absolutely insisted I come along to this cool bonfire party out along the beach. Ben's always been a great guy. I've known him for 25 years. He was on Broadway, cast predominantly as a singer. I was proud, and also I was the best man at his wedding. I know this man, but things can change. There was this girl, and she seemed really cool. Long, blonde hair, curves, magnetic blue eyes. A dream come true. For me, that is. I sat out there away from the bonfire, upon a log, contemplating other things. And also contemplating this girl, this beautiful girl who comes up to me and introduces herself. Me, of all people. She asks, "What are you doing sitting here all by your lonesome? You want to rip this?" I would have been a fool not to partake. So of course, yours truly, your humble narrator. Well, I'll just say it was partaken. So yeah, I got stoned. She was hot. Don't judge me. Like I had mentioned prior, I found it strange that it was such an unusually foggy, misty night at this locale, at this time of year. It was almost as if a cloud had decided to drop onto the beach line, which is strange. Next thing I know, Ben approaches me and the cute girl I was talking to at that moment, and he asks me, "Want to take a walk?" That seemed like a strange question to me because I had supposed it was readily apparent that I was totally satisfied where I was and where I sat being interviewed by a bombshell buxom blonde. Her and I inexplicably both said, "Yes," and onward into the night we went, further into the fog and into the mist, with absolutely no regard to our questions or our instincts. Yet, I do vaguely remember feeling like I was being called to do something from somewhere I knew not. It was such an odd feeling, looking back upon it now. So Ben, this girl, and I, we walked off past the bonfire, past the organic light source, and into the inexplicable fog and mystery. One of the last things I remember from that evening is seeing a big, bright light, enraptured protectively by the mist and fog. And so, of course, I thought to myself, "Yeah, man, why not?" And so on I walked, trying to walk into the light obscured by the smoke and fog and mist and cloud and whatnot. I woke up with my alarm clock off like madness at 3 in the afternoon, a setting I have never set it upon. I was late for work. Upon my thigh rested a nasty BB-sized bump that rested in a sort of obsessive trance. I could not leave it alone. All I wanted to do was pick and scratch at it. The workplace was already amiss from the moment I set my foot through the door. The owner of the establishment already says to me, "Rick, I need to speak with you in my office." Walking into the office of this piece of crap I worked with for so long, I was ever so curious what he had to say this time. Why didn't you come into work yesterday? I'm sorry I was late. I usually make it by my 2 o'clock shift, and then the interruption happened, in which he said, Yeah, you were supposed to be at work at 2 yesterday, and now, here you are, a day late and a dollar short. So, I left. I left because I was confused. I sort of remembered being with Ben the night prior, so I figured...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I figured he'd be able to fill in the details. He's always been an awesome friend like that. So yeah, I drove to Huntington Beach to visit him and his wife at his apartment complex. Now, I have always known that Cleo was a shy woman, but I had earned my stripes with her, and I was best man at her wedding. It was so strange to see her with the chains and the bolts attached to the door as she opened it. Yeah? She asked me. Hey, Cleo, I said. I was hoping to speak with Ben. He can't speak, is what she replied with. Onward and onward into the light we walked. Into the mist. Into the fog. But the strange beacon of light that dwelled inside of it, that is the one that kept us all going. Into the white light I walked. What? I asked her. He doesn't want to speak to me? No, she said. It's not that he doesn't want to speak with you. He just cannot speak. This was an immediate thing and or occurrence that perturbed me. I mean, like, what? Decidingly, I barged in through the door to check it upon my best friend, wherein which I found him lying upon the floor struggling to scream, with the most clog-stopped guttural sound protruding from his throat.
It's in my voice. It's in my throat.
He wriggled and riled on the floor, and Cleo and I witnessed him convulse upon the floor before he just fell asleep again. This was a man who performed on Broadway, and he had the voice of an angel. For someone to scream at me in a night terror daydream walk. Yeah, it's scary when one says, It's in my voice. It's in my throat. I figured my best friend had a thing going on, and alone is where I left him. When I returned home, however, is where I began with the picking and scratching, and the BB-sized bump I had been picking at it more and more, so then it just popped out of my leg, just like a BB-sized bullet would when not being pursued. It rolled underneath the refrigerator. So yeah, in a bit of bewilderment, there I sat. Just witnessing. I sat in the kitchen with the tension and the silence and being a part of a foreign, alien BB rolled outside of my thigh and under the refrigerator and, yes, I asked myself, what just popped out of my body? Ben and I never got to speak much after that. I never got to explain how there was a hole taken out of my thigh. I never got to ask him how it could ever be possible that he and I lost an entire day. Why did he scream if it was in his throat, in his voice? Oftentimes, I am asked by others if I speak to Ben these days. I do, but not much anymore, and not in the same way, unfortunately. When we do speak to each other, he absolutely refuses to discuss what happened that evening. It's frustrating for me because I have so many questions. Oftentimes, I am asked to reveal the hole punch taken out of my thigh, and it looks insane. And I'm tired of the crosstalk. I can't explain it. Most folks tell me I was just high, or something within that caliber. But when you've done every drug underneath the sun, It's rather easy to tell them when you might have experienced something that did not happen within this world, within this universe. And I ask myself almost every day, what exactly happened? Where did I go? What happened to my best friend? Why did that blonde beauty disappear? And how exactly did I lose an entire day out of my life? And why is there a hole in my thigh? I like to think I'd certainly remember that sort of pain being inflicted upon me. Seriously, dude, why is there a hole in my thigh?
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But DC politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
On the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right, order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax, additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.